My name is Harriet, and I have hope that all of the bad things I've been through can be turned into something good. That's why I want to make this video and tell you my story. I remember having negative body image for as long as I've had memories. When I was around 3 years old, I clearly recall my father picking up another little girl and saying that he couldn't pick me up anymore because I was too heavy. I learned what a calorie was at age 5. I grew up watching my mother diet and exercise obsessively, which led me to stop eating breakfast and start only drinking weight loss shakes at age 9. When I was about 10 years old, I started to feel self-conscious about my weight. By 11, I was restricting my eating severely, although I didn't really know what I was doing. I didn't yet know that I was developing an eating disorder. I made the connection between eating less and losing weight around the time I turned 13, and by my freshman year of high school, I started exercising, counting calories, purging, and restricting to the point of hospitalization. Now I'm 17, and I've spent the last 3 years of my life in and out of hospitals and recovery centers because I've kept convincing everyone else around me that I was well enough to be home, even when I was really just learning more tricks to avoid getting caught. I lied to the people I love most and became someone completely unrecognizable. I sacrificed my strongest morals to protect something that was only hurting me and taking everything from me. In doing so, I've missed out on so much of my own life. I don't know who I am without my eating disorder. The one thing I know is what keeps me fighting. I want to be here. I want to be able to accept the help, support, and love that surrounds me every single day. I am motivated to finally make the changes I know I need to make to discover who I really am. When people ask me what I want to be when I grow up, I tell them that I want to be happy. My goal is to make this year the year I turn my life around. I want to look back on this year and feel proud of myself. My name is Harriet, and I have hope. I hope that people who don't know what it's like to have an eating disorder will have compassion for those who are struggling. I hope that people who do have eating disorders will feel like they have a voice, and that they will feel less guilty, alone, and hopeless. If my story resonates with even one single person, I will feel like my entire journey has been worthwhile. Having an eating disorder may not be a choice, but you can choose to beat this. I can beat this. You are strong enough. I am strong enough. You are beautiful enough. And I am beautiful enough. You are enough. My name is Harriet, and I am enough.